Okay, good morning, Shabbos, everybody. We're going to continue talking a little bit about chronology this week. The last year or two, we discussed the Machlokas Rashi and Ramban about the chronology of Matan Torah, specifically the events described at the end of Parshas Mishpatim and when they took place. We began to discuss the nature of Parshas Mishpatim and the Krisus Bris that went on as part of Matan Torah, according to the Ramban, after the Aseres Hadibros were given. Yes, Hashem, today we'll talk about chronology relating to the Mishkan and the specific tzibuyim concerning the building of the Mishkan and the Big Kahuna, specifically Parshas Truma Tetzaveh. And I do have a number of Maamar Komos and a sheet that has the selections from the Ramban that we'll look at. We'll try to bring together a larger picture here, according to the Ramban, exactly when things happened. Before that, let's begin with the very fascinating comment of the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Truma, where he'll discuss clearly the chronology of the mitzvah to build a Mishkan, but also conceptually why it had to be right here. According to the Ramban, the first thing is to realize, and this is something that we saw already last year, the Ramban very much likes things to be in order, chronological order in the Torah. So that, therefore, when we look at Parshas Truma, right after it mentions in the last pasuk of Mishpatim that Moshe goes up to the mountain for 4 days and 40 nights, and then the next pasuk in the Chumash is Vadav Hashem Moshe Lemar Davav Neisavikhu Lituruma. So we would assume that this mitzvah that Hashem said to Moshe that he should tell Bnei Yisrael that the Mishkan, this was given to Moshe during those first set of 40 days. And so really, everything that we have in Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, and then the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, which has some additional mitzvot related to the Mishkan, be it the Machzis HaShekel, the making of the Torah, and so on, all the way to Sheni in Parshas Kisiso, the end of the section of Hashemu B'nei Yisos, HaShavos, V'yom HaShvi, Shavos, V'Hinofash, all of this was communicated to Moshe when he was up in the mountain for the 40 days when he initially went up. And then comes, right after Sheni in Parshas Kisiso, you have the story of the Chet HaEgel, which is Moshe coming down and finding out about what had happened. Hashem already told him in the mountain, and then, of course, he deals with it when he comes down. So this is the sheet of the Ramban that we're going to look at. Now, this is in clear distinction, in contrast, to Shitas Rashi. And if you would look at a Rashi in Parshas Kisiso, right in the beginning of the story of the Chet HaEgel, the pasuk says, "Vayitein Moshe kechaloso ledaber ito b'har Sinai." So this is what Rashi says over there, is that this picks up where Parshas Mishpatim leaves off, when it says Moshe went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and then it says in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem gave Moshe the two luchos, and then it says what happened is, when Bnei Yisrael were down below, they didn't know what happened to Moshe, and talks about the Chet HaEgel. So Rashi tells us over there that the tzivoy of the Mishkan followed the Chet HaEgel, did not precede the Chet HaEgel. Rashi goes with the view of Ein Mukta Mu'ucha B'Torah. Rashi, in fact, uses that language over there in the pasuk Vayitein Moshe. Ein Mukta Mu'ucha B'Torah. The whole Maisa Ego says Rashi Kodem with Tzivoy Melechas HaMishkan Yomim Rabin. So according to Rashi, the Torah is out of chronological sequence. We have to understand, obviously, for Rashi, why the Torah chose to put the Tzivoy HaMishkan before Chet HaEgel if it only came afterwards. But that's Rashi's shita. The Ramban, so according to Rashi, the whole need for the Mishkan was only became relevant after Chet HaEgel. The Ramban's view is very different. So let's take a look at how the Ramban explains the point of the Tzivoy HaMishkan. A lot of interesting points the Ramban makes here in his introduction to Parshas Truma. Kasher diber Hashem im Yisrael panim b'fanim aseres hadibros v'tziva osam al yidei Moshe k'sas mitzvos Shehem kimo avos l'mitzvoseha shel Torah. Now, the Ramban is showing us that Parshas Truma follows what we just had in Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim. What did we just have? We had the Aseres HaDibros where Hashem spoke Panim v'Fanim to Klal Yisrael. What else did we have in Parshas Yisro Mishpatim? We had Vitziva Osam Ayidei Moshe Kisas Mitzvah. What the Ramban is referring to is the mitzvahs that we find at the end of Parshas Yisro. For example, the mitzvahs relating to how to construct the Mizbeach. And then the mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim from Kisikna Evet Ivri all the way through the majority of Parshas Mishpatim filled with a chock full of mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs Hashem told Moshe that he should communicate to Bnei Yisrael, as we find L'mashal at the end of Yisro, Ko somar Bnei Yisrael, Atem Re'isem, it says, you shall tell Bnei Yisrael the following, and the very first pasuk of Mishpatim, the Eilah Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem, is Hashem telling Moshe, tell this to them. And we find that Moshe did so, and we discussed this last year, that Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael all of the Divrei Hashem and the Mishpatim, in other words, from the end of Yisro, Atem Re'isem, all the way through Ki Yelucha L'Mokesh, those are the words that conclude the communication of Hashem to Moshe. And now the Ramban is giving us a little deeper insight into why this was done. Why did Hashem now give Moshe all these mitzvahs to tell Bnei Yisrael right after speaking Aseres HaDibros? And listen to what the Ramban says. These mitzvahs are kimo avos, the mitzvah of Torah. These mitzvahs are considered like archetypes, models for the rest of the mitzvahs. What is the need for Hashem to give Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael these archetype mitzvahs? Kimo shen higu rabuseinu im hagerim shebohim lehisyahed. Fascinating point here. Klal Yisrael received a sample of mitzvahs, model mitzvahs, in the same way that we know Chazal tell us that we are to tell a ger, prospective ger, a sample of mitzvahs that represent the bulk of all the mitzvahs of Torah. This is a Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Mem Zayin, where it tells us Modin oso mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos. You give him a representative sample and they represent the entirety of the mitzvahs. This is the halacha that you do for a ger. Klal Yisrael underwent, you could say, a gerus as part of Matan Torah, and this is specifically the significance of the description of Parshas Mishpatim in terms of what happened at the time of Matan Torah. For the Ramban, it was after Aseres HaDibros, but they underwent a bris, and there was, as you know, a dam habris, and all of this had to do with the gerus of Matan Torah. And part of the process of gerus is that you inform the ger of the mitzvahs. You can't do everything. You give him a sample, a representative sample. That's what the Ramban is referring to here as the ksas mitzvahs that are considered avos, the mitzvahs of Sehoshel Torah. This is a very important yesod. And I want to just digress a bit here, because I found a similar idea in one of the other Rishonim. There's a Talmud of the Rashba that his name is Rav Yaakov Misakli, and there are drushes that that have been published of his called Toras HaMincha. And he also talks about the idea of giving a ger sample of mitzvahs, and how Klal Yisrael experienced that same idea, that they were given a sample of mitzvahs, but he doesn't talk about it in terms of the mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim and the end of Parshas Yisro. He speaks about it in terms of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael received in Marah. As you know, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael arrived at a place in the desert that they called Marah because the water was bitter. And it says over there, Parshas B'Shalach, that they couldn't drink the water, and Hashem showed Moshe how to make the water sweet. He gave him an eitz. He showed him an eitz, a twig or something. And he put it into the water, and the water turned sweet. And then it says in the Chumash, Sham Samlo Choku Mishpat. There he gave them mitzvahs. Chazal say that Klal Yisrael received a number of mitzvahs in Marah, such as Shabbos, Kibud Ave'im, maybe Paraduma, and Dinim. Dinim means, in a certain way, Parshas Mishpatim also. They already got a certain sense of mitzvahs in Mara. So Rav Yaakov Misakli, in Drasha Chav Dalet, in Torah Samincha, says that the idea of the mitzvahs of Mara were something like chinuch, and something like they do for a ger, shebal his gayer, modino soksas mitzvahs kalos v'chamuros. And if the ger, prospective ger, says, I like this, then you continue the process, and ultimately you megayer him. So here the Ramban is using this idea of mitzvahs kalos v'chamuros in terms of the mitzvahs of Yisro and Mishpatim, and Rav Yaakov Misakli refers to the mitzvahs in Mara in terms of this halacha of modino. So I once wanted to explain it like this, that really there's no contradiction. Could be Eru Ve'eru, Divrei Elokim Chayim. In fact, if you look in the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Zayin, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, the Gemara mentions twice in the process of Gerus that you're Modiyah Mitzvahs to the Ger. First it says that it's done in the beginning of the process, when the Ger first approaches you and he's interested in becoming Jewish, so it says that maybe try to dissuade him, and then it says that he's not dissuaded, and the Modiyanos of Mitzvahs Kalsis Chamuras. Then on Amid Beis, it says further that at the time of the Tevilah, which is a key piece of the conversion of the Geirus, at the time of the Tevilah, and this is Halacha L'maisa too, you again go through a number of mitzvahs for him, Mitzvahs Kalsis Chamuras. And Rashi says you do it a second time at the Shas HaGeirus itself. If so, one can therefore say, in a chinami, Klal Yisrael are going through a process of Geirus that obviously in some way began with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when they underwent the Mila, culminated at the time of Matan Torah, and toward the beginning of the process there was a Hoduas Mitzvahs, and that was what we find by Mara, and that's conforming to the first stage, and it says Olga Paskim Yordain, Hilchas Geirus too, that you do it twice, and then a second time at the Shas HaGeirus, what the Ramban says over here, that again there was Hoduas Mitzvah. So it's interesting that you can find the paradigm of Geirus right here with Klal Yisrael specifically in terms of the union of Hoduas Mitzvah. Okay, let's continue along now in our Ramban. So now that they've received a sample of mitzvahs, the Yisrael kibru aleihem lasos kol ma sheyitzaveim al yado shel Moshe. Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to do all that Hashem would command them through Moshe. And that this is also very significant. And I want to refer everyone back to what we discussed last week. If you remember, the Ramban explained how the narrative in Parshas Vayeschanan, right after Matan Torah described over there, Aseres HaDibros, it says that the Zekanim approached Moshe and said, Moshe, let not Hashem speak to us anymore. Enough. They had thought that Hashem would communicate all the mitzvahs in the same way that he communicated Aseres HaDibros, punim b'funim. And they said, no, no, we can't go this way. And they said to Moshe, you do it. You be the one, we trust you. You be the one to inform us of all the rest of the mitzvahs. Hashem will tell you, and you will tell us. And what was Moshe's response, or what was Hashem's response that Moshe told them? Heitivu ko asher diberu. This is indeed what I had in mind too. I only want to give you a Aseres HaDibros, punim b'funim. The rest of the Torah is going to be via Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all described in Parshas Vayeschanan and Perek Hei. And indeed, it goes on and says, Lechem olehem, shulchem olehem, v'ata po amodi madi, v'adabra ilecha, is ko mitzvah. The new vision is going to be, this is what I always wanted it to be, that Hashem says, I'm going to tell you the mitzvahs, and you will tell them the mitzvahs. This is not just in Parshas Vayeschanan. This is emphasized again in Parshas Shoftim, in Chumash. When it talks about a Navi, and the role of a Navi, the Torah writes as follows. Right after Chamishi, in Perek Yud Ches in Devarim, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamon yakim chashem akecha elav tishma'un. You shall listen to the Navi, kichol asher sho'alta. Pasuk tezayin there. Me'im Hashem al kecha b'chorev, b'yom ha'kohol, lay more. Lo oseif lishmo es ko Hashem Elokai, ves eish agdola zos lo od bro amus, vayom Hashem Eloi heitivu asher diberu. So this is what you had requested. Hashem says, this is why you have to believe in a Navi, because this is what you asked and this is what I'm granting you. If you look in the Ramban himself, in Pashas Veschanan, Perakei, the Ramban explains in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Va'at tidaber eleinu, v'ha'inyin, kashe pirashti sham, like I've already explained in Pashas Mishpatim, ki heim ha'yu chozvim she'yirtza lashmiyem kol ha'torah, v'ha'ratzon ha'yu lefanav lashmiyem aseres ha'dibros bilvad, kashe bikshu. Hashem only wanted to give him aseres ha'dibros. They didn't know that. V'da, I'm reading now the Ramban in Veschanan, ki ata bikshu mimoshe, שלא ישמעו כל השם הנכבד לא ביום הזה ולא בדור מן הדורות לעולם. דלאו כל שייטה ושייטה מסרח ישניסה. כלל ישראל are asking Moshe not a one-time request. What they're saying is that we want the future of mitzvahs to be conveyed to us not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through a Navi and through you, Moshe. We don't want another Matan Torah experience of Panim B'Fanim. Avo Yaminu B'Neviim V'Yasu Ko Ratzon Hashem Al Pihem. The Alken Yomar Lehem Moshe and Parshas Shoftim, as we just quoted, Kecho Hashem Sha'alta, that means that She'elo was Gedoros. In light of this Ramban, you understand what the Ramban means right here in his Lishono Hazav, in these few words. When the Ramban says, Yisrael kiblu aleihem, back here, lasos komash yitzavim al yado shel Moshe. In other words, the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael on these mitzvahs is basically saying that we are committing ourselves to this and to any future mitzvahs, all future mitzvahs that are going to come through Moshe, because now we understand Moshe validated their request. When exactly he validated it, that we discussed last week. When did Hashem exactly say to Moshe, Tivu Koshe Dibeiru? We had different ways to learn it within the Ramban, different nischos in the Ramban about it. But this is a very important aspect of what happened subsequent to Aseres HaDibros, that it became clear to all parties involved that the game plan, Mikana Lahaba, would be that mitzvahs would be conveyed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Moshe would convey them to Klal Yisrael. Now we can begin to really appreciate part of why the Mishkan is so significant right now. Let's continue in the Ramban. So Klal Yisrael accepted upon himself to do all that Hashem would command al yado shel Moshe. V'koras imoyem bris al kol zeh. And there was a krisus bris on all of this. That's all described in the Mishpatim. Me'ata hineh hem lo la'am v'hu lahem l'elokim. This shows that there's a clear mutual relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is their God and we are his people. Kasher hisno yimayim mitchila v'atam shmo tishmo v'kol ishmartem es brisi v'yisem li segula. As was mentioned at the very outset, when Hashem communicated at Sinai that this is what we were heading. We're heading to the point that you're going to observe my bris, meaning the bris that's going to be made as part of Matan Torah. You'll be a segula. So therefore, as a result of the krisus bris and the commitment to mitzvahs mikana lahaba through Hashem to Moshe, the Klal Yisrael to commit to, hinehem kedoshim. This endows them with a special kedusha, ru'uyim sheyeh bahem mikdash, which is now what allows for the next step of having a mishkan lahashros shchinaso b'nehem. So you understand for the Ramban that this tzivui of Parshas Truma is exactly what needs to come at this very juncture in history. U'kach tziva tchila al dvar ha-mishkan. And this is why the very next commandment was the mishkan, sheyeh lo bayis v'solcham, mekudash v'shmo, and here also listen carefully in the Lashon of the Ramban, v'sham Yidaber imoshe v'yitzav es b'nei Yisrael. Why is Ramban saying this? Because this is exactly what has to be now. Klal Yisrael committing to mitzvahs, but how are they going to get those mitzvahs? Via Moshe. Where's Moshe going to get those mitzvahs? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. part of the role of Mishkan is to be able to have that process unfold, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will speak Mibein Shnei HaKruvim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu will receive the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah b'nei Yisrael, and he'll transmit that to Klal Yisrael. So that also goes into the very purpose of the Mishkan too. Okay, so we get a very clear vision, and you can really appreciate the precision of the Ramban's words here, every word, how it ties into his larger system of how he understands many things in the other places as well. What is the main focus of the Mishkan? The resting place of the Shechina, the Aron, as it says, again, for the purpose of communicating also future mitzvahs. That's why the first tzivui goes to the Aron and the Kapores. That's the highest in status. The Samach Aron Hashulchan v'Amnor Sheim Kelim Kamahu. The Yorul in the Mishkan Shebavru Nase. They are also Kelim, and they also convey the idea of the Mishkan as well. Abu Moshe Gdim Parshas Vayakel is a Mishkan Sol Mitzvaseyu. V'chein Asa B'tzalu Fishu Royal Kadim B'Maisa. Practically speaking, you have to first make the outer structure, but in terms of the Chashivos, it's really the essence of everything is the Aron. Okay, the Rabban has more here, which we won't go into, more in Kabbalah, and he goes into why, in a way, the Mishkan itself was a perpetuation of the Maimed HaSinai. There's a lot there, and it's definitely very much in Kabbalah. We'll leave it for now. Okay, having said this, Rabosai, now I want to think about the following issue. The Ramban understands the Tzivui of the Mishkan as obviously preceding Chet HaEgel. It was obviously that this had to be right now, this tzivui. And this means obviously truma, it means tzava, everything that we find between the end of Mishpatim and after Sheni Kisisa took place in the first 40 days. Moshe got all this information from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the vision from the very beginning. Now, there is a reality, of course, that hit Moshe Rabbeinu in the form of Chet HaEgel. Kadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe on the mountain about it. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, sees it with his own eyes, and obviously, Moshe, he broke the luchos. There's a Lashon Rabban somewhere, he couldn't hold back, okay? He broke the luchos, and he had to deal with a terrible, terrible situation, and there's much description in the Chumash about what Moshe had to do. He had to go back up and daven and daven. Of course, the process went on for a while. Yudzayim Tambus Nishtabru Haluchos. It wasn't until, of course, Yom Kippur that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second set of Luchos. 40 days before that, Hashem told Moshe, Sogachash Nilchos Avadim Kavishonim. This is Rosh Chodesh Elul, that he goes up and spends the last set of 40 days on the mountain. Hashem, Hashem, Kelurachum V'chanun, comes down on Yom Kippur. Where does that leave us in terms of the chronology of Chumash? Moshe Rabbeinu is now coming down with the second Luchos. When does he come down? Where do we find that in Chumash? Coming down the second Luchos. No? The end of Parshas? Somebody should know. Somebody, please, don't be embarrassed. I'm talking to Smicha students, right? So, okay. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu come down the second Luchos now? No. Yeah, correct. Kisisa. Says that he has the carny hold. So at the end of Kisisa, he's coming out of the second Luchas. In the last man, we talked a little bit about these psukim at the end of Kisisa. Says he told them, Eis kol asher dibe Hashem ito bahar Sinai. This is at the end of Kisisa, Lamedale Amidbeis. Now, Vayakel Moshe, next parasha. Moshe gathers everybody and tells them this is what Hashem has commanded, tells them about Shabbos, and then what did he tell them, Pasuk Dalet? Ze adom Hashem tziva Hashem leimor, k'chum meitchem tshumo l'Hashem. Now as Moshe is asking them to donate for the Mishkan. This is Moshe Rabbeinu conveying what commandment? The ikchu li teruma. The tzivoy of ikchu li teruma, that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is now conveying to them. But when is it? It's after Yom Kippur. and he's telling them all the things that are needed and what people have to donate. Of course, people are very enthusiastic. They donated and kept donating and everything else. So now, clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzivui from way back, from the first 40 days he was on the mountain, he had all this information that he had to convey. But then again, he comes down Shivasa B'Tammuz, and he has no, it's not the opportune moment to do it. So he has to obviously attain a sense of kapara for Chet HaEgel. And finally, and all that gets resolved, now Moshe Rabbeinu can proceed to give them the mitzvah that was given. Now let's see how all this fits within the Ramban. How simple is it? Is it just that we straighten everything out, and now Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he can just give over that mitzvah? Did he need some kind of a sign for it? Did he need some kind of a signal that everything is back where it was? Let's look very carefully at the way the Ramban relates to this issue. Understand, according to Rashi, it's much simpler in a sense, because for Rashi, all of the mitzvahs of Truma, Tetzaveh, and Beginning Kisisa were subsequent to Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was therefore conveying what had to be conveyed now as a result of Chet HaEgel. The need for the Mishkan was, in a way, to be machaper for the Chet HaEgel. Eilat Fikudia Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, it's an Edus that Hashem forgave the Chet HaEgel, says Rashi. But for the Ramban, as we see, the point of Truma Tetzaveh is not connected per se to Chet HaEgel. It was the natural progression after Har Sinai. This is the way Hashem will convey mitzvahs from now on. Kaiso are Kedoshim. They need the Mishkan, which is Kedush. Hashem is resting amongst them. And all the Kabbalistic ideas that the Ramban goes on to describe, all that was set up in advance, including the Bechira of Aaron Ubanav with the Big Day Kohuna. All of this, Parshas Tetzaveh, was all given to Moshe the first set of 40 days. So what exactly changed, if anything, according to the Ramban, after Chet HaEgel? Okay? So here we're going to look at a couple of interesting Rambans and see how we can put it together. Let's turn to the Ramban, the beginning of Vayakhel, the next selection on your sheets. Vayakhel Moshe as Kardash Bnei Yisrael. What day is this, Rabosai? Tell me the calendar day. What is the day? You can look at Rashi there. What is the day? Mutzai Yom Kippur. Yud Aleph Tishrei. Yichlo Kodas B'nisel Hanashim V'Hanashim Kikrom Misnadvim Lechas HaMishkan. Everyone is donated. V'hinei, Moshe Achash Etzivo La'aron V'Nesim V'chol B'nei Yisrael Hanashim. After Moshe gives over to the Aaron, the Siyim, and the Bnei Yisrael, the men, Koash Adibah, Hashem Yitol Bar Sinai, Achri Shibur Haluchos. In other words, that was what was told to Moshe the last set of 40 days. The mitzvahs in Parshas Kisisa, for example, there are many mitzvahs. And again, it's important to realize also, we'll get to it in a few weeks maybe, that there are many mitzvahs in Kisisa that overlap with the mitzvahs of Mishpatim. That's because there was another Sefer HaBris. We talked about the Sefer HaBris of Matan Torah, but after Chet HaEgel, there was a new Sefer HaBris that had to be replacing, in a way, the old Sefer HaBris. Maybe there was a new Nasa V'Nishma to the Ramban, says in Parshas Kisisa. When it happened, we'll have to discuss separately. We discussed it once again last month. Al-Kopan, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells all that over to the Nesiim, to the men, the Nasan Al-Panav Masi. That's the end of Kisisa. Chazar b'tziva, the hikilu elav now, kola eido anashim v'anashim. V'itachin shayizeh b'yom machabas v'irito. This was the next day after he came down. V'amar, here's key, v'amar l'kulam inyan ha-mishkan, ashtin itztava bo mitchila, kodem shibur ha-luchos. What is Moshe Rabbeinu conveying? The mitzvahs of the Mishkan that he had already been commanded prior to shattering the luchos, explains the Ramban. Kekevan shenisratza lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo haluchos shenigos v'koras imo bris chadosa sheyirach Hashem b'kirvam. This is all described in the Pesukim in Kisisa. Hinei nochi koreis bris k'savrucha esedvam ha'ega ki al pi advam ha'el karat itcha bris. There was a bris chadosa as part of the luchos shenigos. So if so, Hinei chazru lekadmusam ulaavas kulosam. Kai Yisrael have been restored to their original beloved state that they were at Matan Torah. Now ubiyadua shetiyash chinaso besocham ki inyan shetivo tchila. So Kai Yisrael had plummeted spiritually. Now Hashem has indicated that you're back on that level, that we can proceed to the next level now of the Mishkan. Biyadua, it's clear. Kimosha Amar ba'asuli migdash ulachein tziva usamosha ata b'chol mashin stavim mitchilo. Appreciate what the Ramban is saying here. In other words, once Moshe took care of the fallout of the Chet Ha'egel, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to go with a new Krisus Bris, Moshe Rabbeinu now is coming down with Luchos Shniyos. Comes the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to move forward with the tzivui that had come way back, that hope, you know, had they not sinned, that would have been the next step. Now that they've been back to that level, now Moshe can give over that mitzvah. And so, look at the Ramban in Parshas Tzav. Ramban emphasizes again how things are chronological in Chumash. And let's begin to notice, though, as we begin to look at the next couple of Rambans, some nuances in terms of when Moshe knew and how he knew that everything is back to the state that was before, that he can convey that mitzvah that he had been given way back in the first 40 days. Zog the Ramban here in Parshas Tzav. Ve'al derech ha'yosher nitzdav Moshe b'mleches ha'mishkan kodem l'masah ha'egel. The Ramban is l'afukei Rashi, of course, and those in Rashi's camp, and the Midrash in that way, that the tzivui of the Mishkan followed Chet ha'egel. Moshe was commanded before. Ukishinis ratza lo hakadosh baruch. Vifticho sheyash v'shchinasa b'solcham. And these are psukim in Parashas Kisisa. Yada me'atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu knew of his own. She mitzvah hamishkan v'mkoma omedes. The mitzvah is still in place. There's been no reneging on that mitzvah. They're ready for it. V'tziva liyisrael olea kimosha peirasti b'rashat v'yakir. Ramban, you have to learn Ramban kichativa achas. Ramban refers you to things that he wrote in other places constantly, like I told you in Parashas Vayakir. So now, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu already in Kisisa knew that everything is in place. Everything seemingly means everything. Everything that he was told in the first 40 days, from Parashas Truma till Sheni in Kisisa, right? But what did the Ramban specifically refer to here? Sheyada shemitzvos hamishkan b'mkoma omedes. Mitzvos hamishkan. What does mitzvos hamishkan mean? Does it mean Truma Tetzave and first part of Kisisa? Does it mean just Parshas Truma? What about Parshas Tetzave? This week's Parsha. What's Tetzave all about? Big Day Kuhuna, the Bechir of Aaron Banav, and then the Miguyim, the end of the second loop, later on in the Parsha. What about that tzibur? Did Moshe Rabbeinu know already when he's coming down with Luchos Shniyos that that mitzvah has been come on medes? Why should it not be? Who knows? Maybe the ritzui of Aaron Ubanav is different than the ritzui of Klal Yisrael. Aaron, of course, was in some way accomplished to Chet Ha'egel. How much did Moshe know? Let's medayik in the Lashon of the Ramban here. Yoda me'atzmo. Sounds like Moshe knew of his own. That's also important. Of his own. Shemitzvah Mishkan Komo Medes. V'tziva liYisrael Aleha. Kmo shepirashti. V'achar rei sheyishlimu hamelacha. After they finished the work of the Mishkan. Now we are holding in what parasha nu? What parasha are we holding now? Achar sheyishlimu hamelacha. Chevra, nu. What parasha are we holding? When did they finish the melacha? What? Tikudei. Achar sheyishlimu hamelacha. Nemar lo parshas b'yom ha'chodesh harishon be'echad lachodesh takim es mishkan olam moed. If you have your chumashim, Rabbi will say, take a look. Take a look in Parshas Pekudei. Perek Mem. This is Hamishi in Parshas Pekudei, Shvi Kishen Mechubarim. Hashem says to Moshe, this has all been done. Vayam Moshe's called Malacha, he just gave them a bracha, Vayibarachu Yisrael Moshe. Then Hashem says, Biyom HaChodesh HaRishon Ve'achad LaChodesh. This is Hashem telling Moshe after the Malacha was finished. On the first of Nisan, you're going to inaugurate, establish the Mishkan. Vishom Ne'mar, says the Ramban, in that communication of Hashem telling Moshe here, this section, Parak Mem, it says there, Behemshach HaPasak and Pasak Yud Beis, V'ikravto es Aaron ve'es banav, El Pesach o Moed v'rochatz tosan b'moyim, V'ilbashto es Aaron espik de HaKodesh, v'mashach toso v'kidash toso v'chiyen li, and so on, v'es banav takriv, v'mashach tosam kashem mashach tos aviyem v'chiyanu li, v'oysov yos le'mashchassam v'chuna salom do'osam. So, Vishon Nemar, it says in that section that you should bring Aaron close and initiate Aaron and be Moshe him and his children. V'hine yoda shegam Aaron ubana b'ma'alosam u'b'chibasam lefnei amakam. The Ramban seems to be saying that when Hashem said that to Moshe, sometime after the Malacha was finished, it's hard to give a date here. You could say it took a few months. It started, when did they start building the Mishkan? Sometime after Yom Kippur, right? Let's say Sukkot, Tesvav Tishrei. So it took a couple of months. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was dedicated. Miluyim, the 7 days of Miluyim that we have in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Tzav, these are the last 7 days of Adar. Chav Gimel Adar until the end of Adar. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Yom HaShmini. When did they finish the Mishkan? Let's say in Adar. There is a Medrash, of course, that they finished it when? You know the Medrash, right? Chaf Hei Kislev, and it just kind of stayed there. Chaf Hei Kislev with Ode Tashlumin, so it got it in the form of Chanukah. Okay, they finished the Malacha. Moshe gave a bracha. Hashem says to Moshe all these details to set up, and among the psukim, you have Hashem telling Moshe, bring Aaron and Banav close, and be Moshe, Aaron and Banav. Says the Ramban, that's how Moshe knew that Aaron Ubanav b'ma'alasam u'b'chibasam b'fnei amakam, that Aaron Ubanav have their own, have also not lost favor in Hashem's eyes. V'achshav chaz v'zerzo b'yom rishon yom shemilum v'shas ma'isim. This is Parshas Tzav. No, it sounds with Parshas from the Lashon of the Ramban here that although Moshe Rabbeinu already knew when he came down Yom Kippur with second luchos, he knew that the mitzvah ha-mishkan bin koma omedes. But he may not have yet known that Aaron Ubanav were still on the same level in Hashem's favor. Maybe they'd fallen out of favor. That Moshe didn't know till Hashem is telling him after the Melechas HaMishkan was completed. But isn't that strange? Because the Melechas HaMishkan, of course, consisted of not just making the Mishkan, but as Parshas Pekudei details, it describes the making of the Big Day Kohuna too. And indeed, in Parshas Vayakel, and Moshe is telling them all the things that have to be brought, all the materials that are necessary, and he gives the specifics. So he mentions in the list what's needed for Big Day, to make Big Day Kohuna, and he mentions Aaron Ubanav there in the Pasuk, in Parshas Vayakel. Es Big Day Asra Rishoyes Bakodesh, Es Big Day HaKodesh, Aaron HaKonev, Es Big Day Ubanav L'chayeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu sounds like he knows that Tetzave is in place too. He's telling Kal Yisrael that they have to bring material for all these things, included the Big Day Kodesh for Aaron Ubanav. So how could the Ramban say here that Moshe Rabbeinu only knew that Aaron Ubanav were b'malasam b'chibasam when Hashem told him in Parshas Pekudei that he's going to initiate the Mishkan and they should bring Aaron Ubanav close? What's the pshat? Okay, let's leave this for a minute. Let's go on a little bit more Rambans. But one thing seems also clear from the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that the tzivoy for the Mishkan, that he knew was in place. After Hashem said he's going to make a new bris, and he's going to go with them, and he's giving them a second luchos. That Moshe knew. Pastors Moshe Rabbeinu knew also about Aaron Ubanav, but this Ramban sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know fully that they were on the level of Chiba with Hashem until Hashem validated that in Pekudei. In Parshas Bamidbar, it makes mention to the chosenness, a selection of Aaron and Ubanav as well. Now, it says as follows in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel. The Eilat told us Aaron and Moshe, B'yom Dibar Hashem and Moshe, Es Moshe Bahar Sinai. And then it says further, Pasuk Yudalit, Vayidaber B'Hashem and Moshe B'Midbar Sinai Leimor, and that's when Hashem is telling Moshe to count the Levim. Now, we all know that as part of Chet HaEgel, ramifications for Chet HaEgel, the Avoda, which would have prior to that been the Bechorim who did the Avoda, we know that the Levim took the place of the Bechorim. Now, there was obviously, that was obviously going to result in Chet HaEgel, but when were the Levim officially initiated to the new role? That wasn't there and then on Shivasa B'Tamuz. I mean, there was something that they did to rise to the occasion. Mil Yedchem Hayom, when they, this is next week's parasha, when they killed the Ovdei HaEgel, and they didn't have, didn't spare any mercy, even people who were related to them. But the formal transfer, or the formal initiation of the Levim, was a process that took place later on. That's the Levim, and that's part of what you have in Parshas Bamidbar, when the Levim were initiated. But it mentions over there the Midbar Sinai in connection to the Levim. But it mentions earlier, Shmos b'nei Aaron abchor nadav v'avi ulazav yisamar, and in that connection it says Har Sinai. In connection to the Levim it says Midbar Sinai. So the Ramban is sensitive to the difference, and he writes the following. Two Rambans over there. His kirzeh lomar, ki b'yom dibar Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai, Nifcharu eila lemashcha usam rios lemashcha sam luchunas olam. Ushara shevet lo nitztav v'chiroso adat. So he says, it mentions here to tell you that the day Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai, that's when Aaron's children were chosen lemashcha usam rios lemashcha sam luchunas olam v'dorosam. Ushara shevet was picked later on. Later in the Ramban, Pasuk Yudal, he writes, it says, "B'midbar Sinai Rabbi the Levim, Bavur Sheyizkir B'yom Dibar Hashem Esposhe Bahar Sinai, Chazav Ve'Amar Ki Roisa Tzavos HaPekidah Shel Levim Bahar Sinai, Ki Bebchiras Todos B'nei Aaron Levadam Hoisa Bahar Sinai B'yom Tzavoso Al Ma'asa Mishka." When was the Bechira of Todos B'nei Aaron? That was in Har Sinai. When? When Moshe was commanded on Ma'asa Mishka. Halavim lo nitztava bevchira sam bahar Sinai. Rak b'midbar Sinai ba'omoed, like the rest of the mitzvahs of Kal Yisrael. Ramban is distinguishing the bechira of the Levim, which was in Midbar Sinai, and the bechira of Aaron Ubanav, which was on the day that Moshe was commanded for the Mishkan. Okay, so again, sounds like the bechira of Aaron Ubanav was together with the tzivoy of the Mishkan. Again, we have the lashon Ramban earlier. That sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't quite know after Chet HaEgel that they were on that same level until Hashem said it in Parshas Pekudei. But let's see two other Rambans in Parshas Ekev here. Take a look first in the Chumash in Parshas Ekev. Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the events of Chet HaEgel in Perek Tes. How Moshe says, "I davened for you, and I davened for you, and I davened." And even Aaron was in trouble, and I had to daven for him too. Okay, then you have Perek Yud, in Parshas Eked. Everybody who has a Chumash, take a look. Ba'es Hahi. Now, it says twice in this section, Ba'es Hahi. In Pasuk Aleph, Ba'es Hahi Amar Hashem Elai, Sogecha Shnei Luchos Savanim Karishonim, Ba'ali Elai Ahara. At that time, Hashem said, take a second set of luchos, v'sisulcha aron eitz, and make an aron. Pasuk ches, ba'eis ha'hi, hivdu Hashem es shevet ha'levi, l'aseis es aron b'is Hashem. Hashem separated the shevet levi to carry the aron. Let's go with the first ba'eis ha'hi. What's ba'eis ha'hi referring to? Pasuk aleph. What is the time that Hashem said psalucha? Somebody please volunteer the information. When did Hashem say Tzalucha? What was the magic calendar date? When did Hashem say Tzalucha Shnei Uchasem HaRishonim? What? B'Shchol Shalom. So Moshe's going to ascend to Har Sinai for the last 40 days. Thank you. So Hashem says, Tzolcha. But then it adds something in the pasuk. Vasisolcha Aron Eitz. What does it mean? You shall make an Aron. What does it mean, make an Aron? Why is Hashem telling him to make an Aron now? It's an interesting thing. So according to Rashi, and the Ramban initially works with Rashi's pshat, but then he says his own pshat. This means a special Aron to contain the Luchos from the time that he'll have the Luchos down below until the Mishkan is finished. If he's going to come down Yom Kippur, they have to spend a few months building the Mishkan. We're going to put the Luchos in the interim. So you have to have a special Aron Eitz. And it served to protect, to have the Luchos contained within it for the couple of months till the Aron of the Mishkan was made. What happened at that point? So there are possibilities. In Chazal, Rashi seems to say it was the Shibbi Luchos that went to that Aron. The Ramban says that it was buried Kedin Tashmishei Kedusha. That is Al Pi Chazal. But then the Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshad, I'll tell you what this pasuk means. The Asisa Lecha Aron Eitz means that you will make the Aron of the Mishkan. This is the Aron of Betzalel. What does Hashem have to say to make an Aron for the Mishkan? Zok the Ramban, listen to the Ramban here. Ki Al Derech HaPshad Yitachin. Ki the Asisa Lecha Aron Eitz Yirmoz La'aron Sha'asa Betzalel. He says, Moshe, you make it. It means Betzalel with your instructions. V'zeh, ki mitchila nitzava Moshe ala mishkan v'keilav. Moshe Rabbeinu was initially commanded for the mishkan v'keilav. And what was the first mitzvah, the most important mitzvah, the whole rationale for the whole mishkan? What was it? As the Ramban mentions that we saw in Truma. V'oisa mitzvah rishonas v'asur anartse shite. The whole razon d'atra of the Mishkan was Hashem should be the Yoshev HaKruvim, and that's the Aron. Ach mechein asus ha'egel. Kasha nisratz Hashem l'moshe. Rosh Chodesh Elul is a day of Ritzui. And Hashem is now indicating a tremendous sense of Ritzui. And he's telling Moshe, P'solucha sh'nilcho savanim k'rishonim. So what does Hashem have to also add? A couple more words. For these luchos, you're going to make an aron. What does it mean, make an aron? It's reiterating the mitzvah of asu aronat seishitim and parashas truma. It's reiterating that. What is the point of Hashem reiterating the mitzvah of the Aron? Because it's ki'ilu Hashem is reiterating the mitzvah of the Mishkan. Because the Aron's tzivoy is really the purpose of the whole Mishkan. V'hinei hizkir lo ha-mitzvah harishona she-be'inyan ha-mishkan v'sha-kol toli ba. Everything in the Mishkan is connected to the tzivoy of the Aron. U'mizeh lamad Moshe lasus ha-mitzvah ha-mishkan v'keilav kashem istav v'tchilav. Says Ramban, from here Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he should make a Mishkan v'keilav like was commanded in the beginning. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu needed another indication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tzivoy is still here. What was the indication? Vasisolcha Aron Eitz. With that, Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything. According to this Ramban, that he says, Aderech HaPshat, it's not like the Ramban wrote in the other places, Yoda Moshe. Once Hashem says, I'm going to go with you, I'm making a new Krisus Bris, here's a new Luchos, Moshe Ben Numeatzmo, that Kal Yisrael are now ready for the Mishkan, and he gave him over the mitzvah of the Mishkan. According to this Tzad of the Ramban, Aderech HaPshat, Moshe Ben needed to hear, and Hashem had to indicate, Vasisolcha Aron Eitz, which is a way of saying, go ahead with the Mishkan. The Aron is the whole purpose of the Mishkan, and from that Moshe Ben knew to do the Mishkan. So he needed that little indication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be what the Ramban wrote in the other places was not going a Derech HaPshat here, he was going up Derech Chazal over here. The Sisach Aron Eitz is a special Aron for the Luchos in the interim. But the Ramban here is suggesting that Moshe Rabbeinu needed that extra indication. Let's look at the final Ramban here, and then we have to figure out how to maybe sort out the nuances that seem to contradict each other. On the other pasuk, in pasuk ches, ba'esahi, what is the ba'esahi of pasuk ches? So Rashi has one pshat, the Ramban goes differently. Ba'esahi hasheni karishon. What's the rishon? What's the date of the first ba'esahi? We just indicated. What was it? Rosh Chodesh Elul. Says the Ramban. That same Rosh Chodesh Elul, hivdil Hashem eshevet halevi, pasuk ches. Dr. Ramban, ki be'eis, she'amar lo, psalucha, shnilucha, savadim karishonim, nisratza li'Yisrael, v'nitztava ala mishkan. Wow. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Hashem said psalucha, Hashem was appeased, was pleased by Kali Yisrael, and Moshe was nitztava on the mishkan. V'oz nisratza gam aron v'nitztava asa v'igde kosher aron achicha v'an v'chach kashul chanoli. V'tzivo b'miluyin. What's going on here? I thought Truma Tetzave was given to Moshe the first 40 days. The Ramban says, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Nitztava on the Mishkan. The Ramban writes all these other places. It was in Tztava the first time. Nisrat Sagam La'aron, also Vigde Kodesh. Moshe, Hashem already said that in Parashas Tetzave. And if anything, Moshe thought that Aaron lost favor. So Ramban wrote in the other place that Hashem, Moshe didn't know that Aaron found favor again until Parashat Pekudei. Suddenly, Rosh Chodesh El becomes a defining moment for everything. V'tzivo b'miluyim. V'kach omar ki alazor ki ein tachas aviv, sh'aysa ben mashchasam l'chuna salam u'do osam, v'asa abdo as kol ha'shevet inyan echad, Kiminayom ha'hu, from Rosh Chodesh Elul ha'yigofanav, it was for Hashem, she'yu shifto nisunim nisunim lo, rav adavodas ha'mishkan. What could be the pshat? So, I want to leave you a week to sweat a little bit, okay? Medayik a little bit, nilishonos, look up the psukim if you need to, get to get a frame of reference, because you have to feel comfortable with the psukim and chumash and the chronology. But seemingly, not everything in the Ramban here is jiving with everything else. But you have to begin to think of some possibilities here to try to put them together. A thought or two just to leave you with, but again, you have to think of it carefully, look back at the Lashonos and again. One thing seems clear. When he says Nitztava, it can't mean the first Nitzivut, because the Ramban clearly said that they were Nitztava already in Truma Tetzave and the first time Moshe went up. So when the Ramban says Nitztava Ala Mishkan, it can't mean like maybe for Rashi, where it happened after Chetah Ego, the Ramban wouldn't be so sure himself like that. So it could mean another tzivoy, a second time. It was Hashem commanded again to Moshe, gave him the okay to build the Mishkan. In light of what the Ramban wrote before, Vasisul Charon Eitz is a way of saying build the Mishkan. Then he says, Nisratza gam le'aron v'nitztava v'asu v'igbe kodesh. Again, it could mean nitztava a second time. The fact that it says Nisratza gam le'aron and the Ramban writes other before that Moshe Rabbeinu only knew that they are b'chibasam from the Amakom when Hashem said in Parashas Pekudei u'mashachta osam, that could mean the following. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know to what extent they were on the level of chibo from the Amakom. Could be that Kadosh Baruch Hu already had the Ritzui of Aaron already then. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't yet fully sure of it. Could also be. And the last possibility, although this may not work with Ramban and Bamidbar, is to say like this. There's two inyanim in Aaron Ubanav. There's Aaron Ubanav for themselves, as being chosen, being selected, and there's Aaron Ubanav to the extent that Lios Rehem Bashchasam L'chunas Ola. And that pasuk is actually appearing in Parashas Pekudei, when it says that you anoint them and it shall be for them l'chuhunas olam l'dorosam. And it could be that that aspect maybe wasn't yet there in Parashas Tetzave before Chet HaEgel. But afterwards, especially once the Bechorim lost their status, could be then was mischadesh that the kuhunav Aron Ubanav had in it the extra measure of l'chuhunas olam. The only thing is that would not work seemingly with the Ramban Parashas Bamidbar, unless you'll assume maybe, that the Bahar Sinai there refers not to the first time Bahar Sinai, but the third time. In other words, like this. Rosh Chodesh Elul, which was a defining moment for the Ramban Ba'is Sahi, the second Ba'is Sahi is the same as the first Ba'is Sahi. So that was when Hashem reiterated the Tzivoy of the Mishkan and reiterated Tzivoy of Aaron Ubanav, but also brought into the equation that the Bechir of Aaron Ubanav has in it such a level that it should continue for the generations to come as well. And all that was Nishchadish to Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the Chuhunas Olam. That's the Bahar Sinai that the Rabban is referring to in Parshas Bamidbar. Har Sinai, not the first set of 40 days, but the last set of 40 days. But again, the Ramban does also mention that Moshe didn't know about that, about Aaron Ubanav's status being restored until Parshas Pekudei. That seems still to be a bit strange. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe that I'm giving you again the Tzivui of Aaron Ubanav, wouldn't that itself mean that Moshe knew it? So how could the Rabban write here that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nitzdav again with the Miluyim and Vasu Bigde Kodesh on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the Rabban writes in Parshas Tzav that Moshe Rabbeinu only knew that they were on the level when Hashem tells him in Perek Mem in Pasuk Beis, Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Beis in Parshas Pekudei. Begin to think about these in Yonim, and we'll talk a little more about the Ramban as a unique sheet about Chet HaEgel, how to understand that. We could maybe talk about that next year. Good Shabbos.